I think we now understand better how little we understand about inflation.
That's not very reassuring.
In this particular video, I'll be covering my previous geopolitical forecast as well as presenting a new one. I forecasted that Italy will be next country jumping EU ship and that the war in Ukraine will come to a halt by first half of October. By that I mean the Russian military will gain complete control over Donbass region, which was the goal all along. I'm not saying there'll be a peace treaty of some sort or unilateral recognition. I'm saying that the Russian military operation will be done by then and the eastern part of Ukraine will be annexed. Now for some new ones. The Fed will pivot. It will pause raising interest rates as soon as they reach 2%, maybe 2.3%. And I'll explain why. As you can see on this chart, the interest rates have been decreasing since the 80s, while the time gap in between has been widening. Each rate hike is lower than the last one, while the gap is getting wider and wider. If you wonder why, the answer is simple. The debt. This chart shows the debt increase. Higher the debt, harder it is to raise interests. Historically speaking, the Fed's been following this playbook for the last 40 years, and I don't see it coming up with any new innovations anytime soon. The last time we saw a rate increase was during Trump administration. Jerome Powell was in fact appointed by Trump and then reappointed by Biden. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. The rates reached 2.4% by July of 2019 until they start dropping in September. Keep that month in mind, September of 2019, I'll get back to it. By March of 2020, rates will all the way down to zero due to COVID. Now, let's have a look at the yield curve. Inverted or negative yield curve is a very accurate recession indicator. The gray areas on this chart are recessions, and as you can see, each recession was predicated by a negative yield curve. Last time we had a negative yield curve was in September of 2019. It's the same time I published my video titled "The EU is Doomed to Fail, Predicting the Global Recession." In winter of 2019, Germany was practically bankrupt and by extension the EU. The United States weren't doing too well either. But with the spring came COVID. This is why I call bullshit since day one, because the timing of it was too convenient. This is how I got in trouble with YouTube. COVID allowed both EU and United States to avoid the pending recession and inflation spike. The Western economy was on borrowed time. The pandemic did nothing but bought another year. Jerome Powell is saying that the Fed will increase interest rates to 3.4% by year's end. I call bullshit on that one too. We are already at 1.5%, meaning we're 9 basis points away from previous height. And I'll be amazed if the Fed even goes that high. My estimate is that by the time it reaches 2.3%, the Fed will pause. And I'm sure they'll come up with some excuse, but the whole hawkish attitude the Fed is putting on don't work on me. Just to remind you, Jerome Powell, who's saying the Fed will go all the way up to 3.4%, is the same guy who told us the inflation is transitory and that the Fed isn't even thinking about raising interest rates until 2023. As for the yield curve, I say it'll be in a negative territory within 4 weeks. It'll be the peak of stagflation and the beginning of recession. The reason I'm saying all this is once it pivots, it'll be a clear signal that the Fed has in fact capitulated and lost the fight against the inflation. And I'm sure it'll happen by year's end. I'm also still convinced that by the same time, the market price of gold will be at $2,000 level. I don't know when the Fed will start printing money again, but once it does, and it will, our time has arrived. The gold and silver will start their bull run. It won't be an overnight event, but you'll see it moving upwards, slowly but surely and consistently. Once the yield curve is negative, the stock market will begin to crash. This will also happen by the end of the year, if not sooner. So let me summarize my predictions for this year. The Fed's gonna pivot and eventually pause or cancel QT. Russia will complete its military activity in Donbass region by first half of October. Stock market will crash. A recession and a price of gold reaching, if not beyond, $2,000 an ounce. And if you think what I'm saying is too far-fetched, please do me a favor. Compare headlines from 6 months ago to those of today. Here's one funny example out of many. 6 months ago, it was all about green energy. Now they're talking about opening the old coal mines and nuclear plants. It's as if Mad Max and Thunderdome happened. It's like 2 or 3 years have passed, not just 6 months. This is Acceleration 101, Mafia, and if you want to exercise your imagination, imagine the summer of 2023. Blue pills are still spending money like there's no tomorrow, going on vacations and piling up more credit card debt. The slaughter will be spectacular, so much so we're gonna have to cover up popcorn so that the blood won't get into it. They didn't even notice that the world is changing, and it's changing fast. Post-World War II world order is over. It's done. It's on its last legs, and the unnatural social experiment conducted by the West has failed. It had to fail. It went against nature. And it still does, even though it's dying. But our time is approaching. We have arrived. We were patient, disciplined, didn't trust the system, we followed our own agenda, and we got on rescue boats long before the ship starts sinking. All we need now is a little more patience, and we're there. This is Top Dollar signing off.